Track 3, Culture. NAC's Christmas Art and Craft Market. It's that time of year again. You're invited to join local artists, makers and enterprises at NAC's very own Christmas Fair. Come and enjoy a cosy Christmas shopping experience in our Victorian Gallery Hall and get in the festive mood. Make your way round our many stalls to find the perfect gift from wide selection of handcraft crafts, knitted, painted or baked. It's all here at NAC's Christmas Market. 20 plus stalls, including knitted special gifts, illustrated and hand-painted cards and gifts, framed artwork, homemade crafts, crafting kits, homes for bugs, Harry Potter and Alice Wonderland themed stalls, home painting gifts, cakes and baked goods, plus even more to be confirmed. Festive snacks and refreshments will also be provided by Jester's Cafe. This Christmas fair will take place on Newhampton Arts Centre in Wolverhampton on the 9th of December at 11 a.m. There's no booking fee or ticket purchase required. There's free entry. To find out more about this fair, please call the Arts Centre on 01902 572 090. John Kirkpatrick. John Kirkpatrick is one of the most prolific figures on the English folk scene, performing solo, in duos, acoustic groups and electric bands, and has established an enviable reputation as an instrumental virtuoso and session musician, as well as a leading interpreter of English folk music. He's been a member of the Albion Country Band, Magic Lantern, the Richard Thompson Band, Umps and Dumps, Steel Eye Span, Brass Monkey, Trans-European Diatronic and Band of Hope, as well as numerous Cayley bands. This event will take place on the 15th of December at the Newhampton Arts Centre from 8 p.m. Tickets cost £12.50 and a booking fee may be required. To find out more, please call the Arts Centre on 01902 572090. The Overtones. Since bursting into the scene in 2010 with their debut Good Old Fashioned Love, the Overtones have sold over 1 million records. This self-titled album, however, will be the first release as a four-piece, following the passing of their bandmate and friend Timmy Matley in April. Teaming up once again with producer Julian Hinton and engineer Simon Bluer, the album, a collection of thoughtfully chosen covers and originals. It is a tribute to Timmy, a celebration of everything that the group has achieved together. A thank you to their loyal and supportive fans and a statement of intent for the future. This event will take place on the 8th of December from 1:30 p.m. at the Symphony Hall, Birmingham. Tickets will vary between £24.50 and £41.40, with a £2.50 booking fee. For more information on this event, call Symphony Hall box office on 0121 780 3333. Sing carols with the City Organist and Birmingham Cathedral Choir. Get into the festive mood and sing your heart out with Birmingham City Organist Thomas Trotter. There will be an added sparkling dash of Christmas cheer from Birmingham Cathedral Choir. This event will take place on the 10th of December at the Town Hall, Birmingham, from 1 p.m. with tickets costing £12.50, with no booking fee required. For more information on this event, please call the Town Hall box office on 0121 780 3333. Rick Wakeman, Christmas Piano Odyssey. Following the hugely successful Piano Portraits tour last year, in support of the album of the same name, Rick Wakeman will return in autumn 2018 with a new show based on the follow-up release entitled Piano Odyssey. The 14-date tour will feature even more classic tracks given Rick's unique piano treatment and will travel to towns and cities not previously visited in 2017. Rick says, in the footsteps of Piano Portraits, the new album Piano Odyssey features a collection of music, old and new, that includes some particular favourites of mine. I'm looking forward to performing tracks from it live on my own Odyssey around the UK in the autumn. Upon the release of his Piano Portraits album in January 27, the Yes keyboardist made chart history, becoming the first solo piano album to enter the UK's top 10, eventually reaching number 6. Inspired by unprecedented public reaction to his cover of Bowie's Life on Mars on BBC Radio 2 a year earlier, the album features instrumental versions of hits that Rick was originally involved with, such as Space Odyssey and Morning Has Broken, as well as others which he has chosen from their melodies, including Stairway to Heaven and Help. The 2018 concerts will be based on a selection of tracks from both Piano Odyssey and Piano Portraits, showcasing music that has a special connection with Rick's own personal music journey, all accompanied by his hilarious memories and anecdotes about the tunes, plus a few musical surprises. In December, an additional special Christmas tour will follow, in which the set list will be given a distinctly seasonal twist. Expect a night of beautiful piano arrangements, interspersed with Wakeman's renowned comedy interludes.